Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That was the Gap Band you were coming in there with.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on 7-9 The Ticket. I had
This is Tyler Hero. What are you thinking?
Girls, girls, girls.
Yep.
Nah, man.
There's one girl.
Hey, this is a strip club anthem.
Oh, yeah.
When this song plays, all the girls go up to the stage at one time.
This is how the Marlins got the Rona.
Two for one, man. It's gotcha.
That's never been my thing.
Strip clubs?
Yeah, like, I go with friends, but, like, what the hell is a lap dance? Like, why would I pay somebody, right, and I can't touch them?
You can in Florida.
I mean, all right.
Down here. I know that the cheetah, they cool.
I could get the same thing out of it if I watch my friend get a lap dance and just see the boobies for free.
Well, we gotta be careful. I think we've had two of the last three shows we've had to dump. I haven't dumped anything yet, but let's not chance it.
I put a poll out today. Who served up fatter meatballs, Ricky Nolasco or Chris Volstad? Chris Volstad winning in a landslide. And our listener, Josh, has chimed in with a story. Would you like to hear this?
Yes.
He goes on Twitter, awful tragic story. I got to throw out the first pitch at Marlins Yankees. I was given a baseball signed by starting pitcher Chris Volstad. As I'm waiting to throw, Mariano Rivera walks up to me and says, Happy Father's Day, and signs my ball. So now I have a ball signed by Mariano Rivera and effing Chris Volstad.
Oh, my God. That is terrible.
Hey, but I tell you what. Every time somebody looks at that baseball and see those two names, you have a story that you can tell.
Yep. I mean, you're not going to sell it on eBay, but you have a hell of a story. Who's this, Dad? That there, son, is the greatest closer of all time. And who's this? The greatest meatball thrower there ever was.
Somebody says, Leroy doesn't think you could touch a stripper. He's so adorable.
Let's get to headlines, Robbie. What do we got, man?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a Radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenience. So the Marlins, they're not going to be playing baseball till maybe at least Monday. But Monday's a scheduled off day, which means they wouldn't be playing till Tuesday. And even that's in question.
What is the last shoe to drop here with the Marlins, right? Is it
another team that they came in contact with, if anybody gets the corona?
Well, they tested everybody in Major League Baseball. Marlins are the only players with positive players right now. Only team. Yep. So, is the only thing that's going to drop here is we find out that, like, Alfaro was at the strip club? Like, he was at Philly Willie's, and he was getting himself a lap dance? Is that the last shoe to drop here? We got to find out it was the Marlins' fault? completely by being irresponsible, or do the Marlins just have bad luck?
Hey, so we doing, they doing lap dances?
What are you talking about?
I thought we were doing social distancing.
I don't know. I don't.
That did get down here. That did get banned. After it was allowed for a while, and then I think they realized. Wait a minute, that was going on. No, we got to ban it.
I got a feeling that if you got some major
What's
league
the point
money,
of the strip club.
I feel like if you got major league money, you're able to finagle your way into a certain room. If I had to guess,
the boom boom room.
Maybe.
I mean, you're a major leaguer.
What if there was a case though that, and I'm not saying this happened with the Marlins. We're just spitballing here, okay?
Every time we spitball, we get in trouble.
What if there were some roadies that like the Marlins? You know, they were able to sneak some peeps up, some ladies up, and you know that lady had the Rona, and that was that, and then it spread like wildfire.
All right.
Or maybe it was the fact that they had an infected hotel, infected plane, or maybe it was the fact that they had an infected clubhouse. Who knows?
Yeah, because the Phillies visiting clubhouse person, he tested positive.
Yeah, maybe he was patient zero.
I mean, true.
I mean, I think
we're so worried about the players, we don't worry about all the other people that come in contact with them. It's possible.
I mean, Alfaro did have it before the game started.
Well, we found out about him before the game started. Maybe maybe he was there and, you know, the guy was putting his catcher's equipment together and he coughed on his mask. You know, those hockey masks.
Who else is going to use his mask? They don't share a mask.
Yeah, but maybe he has to lay it out for him. Don't they have to make it all look pretty when you walk into the clubhouse?
Oh, my goodness. Dude, I used to have... Here, you ready? I had my locker room guy... Here's what he did for me. Every home game, put my pads in my pants. So my thigh pad, my knee pads. And then at halftime, he would sneak out, give me a hamburger and a hot dog.
Texter writes in, Tobin is a charmer, but he would play the Silly Sauce song so the snake can be mesmerized. If that doesn't work, he plays the Tua song. That's not how it works.
Yeah, it is.
I don't do that where I'm just doing the song so you guys are distracted by my takes. That's not what I do that for. I do it for the giggles.
The giggles. All right, I got you.
What else you got, Robbie?
So, question. Yes. So we know that the Nationals, they've all voted against, except for one player, voted against coming down here for this 3-game series, and then they ended up getting postponed. But yeah. Now I wonder, are they going to start a trend? Because I think that when the Marlins are supposed to come back, it's a 3-game series at home against the Phillies. Are all of a sudden the Phillies going to vote not to come down here, and everyone now it's going to be willy-nilly free-for-all? No one's going to come?
I don't know what it's going to be. I think really what it comes down to is they're all cowards because they don't want to catch this ass kicking that the Marlins are going to give them. Let's be real about it. I mean, the Marlins look like an absolute, absolute juggernaut of a team. And in a 60-game series, if you could avoid a juggernaut, it's like you're ducking a fighter. Why would you duck the least known, most dangerous fighter? Most fighters want to take on the most well-known, easiest fight. So if you know that the Marlins are coming with that ass kicking, you're like, oh, we're scared of the Rona. When really what the facts are is you're scared of Miggy Rowe. You're scared of Jesus Aguilar. You're scared of Jonathan Villar. You're scared of Koopa Loop. You're scared of the groundskeeper. All right, you're scared of all of them. I mean, let's just say what it is, Leroy. You know, they're going to use this coronavirus as an excuse not to take on the fish in 7 days' notice. But really what it comes down to is they don't want to catch these hands.
What?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Now you're speaking my language. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty of it. Everybody knows Jorge Alfaro, yeah, would never go to a booby bar in the midst of a season. Neither would Jose Urania. So... what do you have to deduce that this comes from? Obviously, they were poisoned by the Philadelphia Phillies. They let this virus loose in the midst of the clubhouse so that they wouldn't have to take us on a week later because they're losers. Okay, a couple of ship rats on that team. Rats off a ship. You have JT Realmuto. He left the fish, didn't want none. You have Bryce Harper, left the Nationals. They won a championship. So what they did is they poisoned the Marlins clubhouse, so they gave them the Rona, made it seem like they were irresponsible, but really, in the real cases, they were irresponsible because they're losers. No further questions, Mean Gene. We've solved the case.
I can't disagree with it.
Hey, there's one place I do not want to visit.
What?
Leeward Islands.
What's that?
That's where every hurricane goes through.
Oh.
Every time you see where a hurricane's coming from, they mention the Leeward Islands.
Turks and Caicos and all the islands. I only know about all those islands through hurricane coverage.
So what do we got coming up next week, Robbie? We're going to have Monte Harrison on the team, Lewis Brinson. We're going to bring Justin Bohr back from Japan. Is that how it's going to roll?
Yamamoto, bring him back.
Yamamoto, bring Dontrell. Dontrell's thrown his hat in the ring. We bring Dontrell in for a game.
Chisholm, Sixto Sanchez.
Yep. Because all the guys at Jupiter are apparently ready to go, Leroy.
That's the way this was set up. It's an unfortunate break that you don't have the guys you expected to play, but you have access to 60 guys so that if something like this happens, you have replacements. That's just a tough break. And I got to tell you, like, it's not the worst thing that could happen. To give these young guys some,
they might turn out to be amazing.
Right, exactly.
Then you have a conundrum. What do you do if the guys are amazing and then you come back with the Rona squad?
That's what their name is now, the Rona squad. Really? Bring back the Ronas.
I feel bad for Miguel Rojas.
That's what it is, the Miami Ronas.
I feel bad for Miggy Rowe because Miggy Rowe is hitting like 700. You know, and he's like the leader of the clubhouse. And you know Miggy Rowe's like, oh, we're playing. You can't put it in the hands of the players.
No. I've been telling you that for years. It's the job of the organization and the medical staff to keep the players out of harm's way.
Well, the Nationals had no problem ducking out of harm's way.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're cowards.
Hey, here's a very interesting point. Right?
Yes.
Leroy, if this were any other team, Tobin would be bashing them like crazy, not blaming the MLB.
It's not true. Well, look, if I were to find out that Jorge Alfaro and Jose Ureña and Koopa Loop were all at a strip club and they were under Astron while they were there and that they got the Rona that way, or if they were out doing body shots in the midst of Philadelphia, then I would be disappointed.
No, you wouldn't. No, you're trying to do that again.
But I don't have proof.
You're trying to show this texter that you have a little bit of integrity.
I do have integrity.
How you would report a story.
Dude, I have so much integrity.
You are lying through your teeth
right
now.
I'm not.
Okay.
Texter writes in, maybe five delivery guys came to bring food to Alfaro. Poisoning. Oh. MJ style.
Alfaro's going to bring it up in his last dance.
Didn't Michael Jordan say he spit on that pizza so nobody else would eat it?
Yep.
Disgusting.
So he was the only one that got sick.
I mean, at that time, that wouldn't have stopped me. I would have probably ate the pizza.
I mean, I know a bunch of guys that wouldn't stop.
If Michael Jordan played through COVID, he'd be given a gold medal. He'd be like, oh, amazing, Jordan, you played through COVID. That's what you do. You spread disease, but you win at all costs. The Last Dance.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at what you've done.
What?
Now you can't.
I'm telling you right now.
You gave Jordan COVID just so you can explain the greatness of Jordan.
If Jordan would have played through COVID, but he would have won a finals game, people would have been like, bravo, Jordan. Who cares if you put people at risk? You're the best. Goat. Goat.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
What?
Right? Man.
By the way, if Miguel Rojas balled out the way he did with COVID, I wonder how Barry Bonds would do with COVID.
I mean, Miguel Rojas was playing amazing. He was the best hitter in baseball. Couldn't be stopped. For three games, he was the most unbelievable thing. And he was fielding like a monster. That double play that he had on Saturday, the game they lost. Whoo! So good.
By the way, is it going to be like this all year? When they win big. And when they lose big.
I don't know.
That's the worst kind of seasons, right?
And the funny thing is, they've had a game where they've only gotten one decent start from Sandman. The rest of them, it's been, you know, Caleb Smith was hard times, daddy. And then Robert Duggar had this pitch on like 2 hours notice.
Man.
Yeah, we worried about their bullpen being taxed out. Now they don't have to pitch for a week. The bullpen will be fine. Whoever doesn't have the Rona will be fine when they come back.
I mean, no dead rabbits, huh?
No dead rabbits. Damn. Dead rabbit.
A couple other headlines, because I know this is our last go at headlines before Zazzle and Ember take over. Inter Miami. We haven't heard about them in a while because they got swept out of the MLS tournament. But apparently, they have made an offer to Luis Suarez. Now, Luis Suarez has an offer from Inter Miami, according to Mundo. The biter. Chomps McGee.
Wow.
According to Mundo Deportivo.
All right. Cool. I'm down. Well, listen, they need a kick in the ass somewhere. They need some kind of spark because this team sucks.
Dude. They're...
What?
Hold on. Basically, what they did was, and they played better, but they were the version of what the Miami Dolphins put out the first 5 weeks of the season.
No, a little more competitive than that.
No, I said that, Robbie, but I'm saying no practice, new team, right? Like, they weren't terrible. They just weren't that good. So, like, relax. They need something. Because they lost 3-1, 5-1 run games.
Mario wants to know, does Snitchy have any intel on what happened to the Marlins? I don't know. He's concentrating on basketball mostly. Snitchy, have you been following what's happening with the Marlins?
Me and my cohorts, we were discussing to see if I could learn from any of the things that have happened with baseball. And what I'll say is this. You would think, after they heard about the Lou Williams incident and me having to report Lou Williams, that maybe they would turn it down a notch. But that's what happens when you don't have a bubble.
Maybe they ran into each other. Maybe Lou Williams ran into all those Marlins players in Atlanta.
Yeah, they're like, hey, what's up, guys? What if you just... how great would it be if there was an Instagram photo right now?
Hold on. Here, let me ask you a question.
What?
You take everybody on the Marlins team.
Yeah.
And Lou Williams walks through the locker room. You think they know who he is?
There's some people who know who he is, yeah.
No!
What are you talking about?
Who?
Miguel Rojas?
No way.
Miguel Rojas knows who he is?
No way. He knows him now because he got caught for going to the strip club.
Lou Williams, come on, man. Will Lou Williams know who the Marlins players are?
No!
Definitely not. Definitely not.
No.
Remember when Dwayne Wade crashed over Alexander Barkov? He was like, oh, who? Best hockey player the Heat Panthers have ever had.
Right.
Oh, cool story. Oh, what's up, bro?
Right. Like, it's not...
You remember when
it's
LeBron,
a baseball thing. It's not a Marlins thing. It's a baseball thing.
You remember when LeBron collided into Loria?
Oh, I remember that. Oh, speaking of LeBron.
Crush him.
Red Grooms.
Well, speaking of LeBron, I know we're a little over, but I've been dying to get to this headline. So I'm not Team Petty anymore.
I'm not Team Petty. Yeah, no, I'm over that.
We've buried our swords.
Yep.
But LeBron says that he won't be turning his phone off for the playoffs. Now, I believe him. But that means in the previous years, he's had his phone powered off during the playoffs. No sale.
Dude, we've already seen you like ass models on Instagram. Why are you lying? Come on, bro. It's enough, right? Did you see what happened with LeBron, though, yesterday, Leroy?
No.
His press conference? So yesterday at the Lakers press conferences, you know how they have these? You sit in front of a monitor. You do the Zoom calls. LeBron, he did his Zoom call sitting in a throne. In a throne. And the Lakers claimed, oh, everybody sat in that chair. Here's the problem, though. Frank Vogel, he sat in a stool.
Well, because Vogel's not tall enough to sit in that chair. He would look like a child.
No. What happened is they gave Vogel the bum chair. They gave the king the throne. And they say, oh, no, it wasn't on purpose. Sure it wasn't. He would never let Vogel sit in that chair. Never. 15 minutes of heat. Next.
15 minutes of heat.
Da, 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 da.
Bam, bam. Somebody said, who is Snitchy's cohorts? Chuck E. Cheese Mouse?
Chuck E. Cheese is bankrupt, isn't it? Like, didn't they shut down?
Well, yeah, because how many of those cheese pieces could they sell?
It's out of cheese.
my kids like Chuck E. Cheese, man. They were going there. They love getting the tickets. I mean, you have to get a gazillion tickets to get like a whistle, but it was a fun time.
Wasn't a Hawkman kicked out of a Chuck E. Cheese? I think that was his old story.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that. I don't remember that story. I don't remember.
Can you picture Hawkman getting kicked out of anywhere?
It depends. I don't know. I could see some certain scenarios. I could see that happening.
I could just see him explain. I'm going to stand firm on this, damn it. He's already gotten out of a fight with Robbie.
Oh. And it would have worked, by the way.
What happened with their blood feud with us? Is that still going to happen?
No. Solana.
Has that died down?
Solana. That guy.
They were supposed to come on with us on Friday, then all of a sudden they backed out.
They chickened out?
Yep.
That's all right. You know what? Best leave it that way.
Yep. Solana. I got to fight a guy with a man bun.
I think he got rid of the man bun.
He's always going to be man bun to me. With the tight ass soccer kit.
That's kind of like Josh McRoberts with me. Like, you're always going to have that weird Jesus hair. No matter what you try and put forth.
I can't remember that guy playing basketball.
Oh, well, of course. How could you? He's not known for basketball. He's known for robbing. So
stick him up.
You thought, you know, Mickey, you know, that was back in the day when Mickey Arison, like the biggest blow that he had was Josh McRoberts just robbing him blind. Not a pandemic ruining the cruise industry. Bastards. We got to figure out what we got to do on these cruises, Leroy. I need to get me some whales. What if Mickey Arison turned the cruise line into whale watching?
Oh.
Dude, those boats are so big, you can't see damn whales.
You just walk into the boat.
We can see some whales. Yeah, you put Riley in his captain's outfit. Yar. What we see out there would be Victor Oladipo. By the way, Leroy, I know I said I wasn't going to get caught up in the flirting while bubbles were going on because we got a business trip to worry about. We got the bubble. But did you see who Donovan Mitchell was FaceTiming with the other day?
Who?
Bam Adebayo.
Wait, I thought you said... So we're back on Donovan Mitchell?
Well, I mean, we're not on Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal can go kick sharp rocks because he's just doing it for attention. But it was caught incognito because Donovan Mitchell was off like hanging with Marcus Smart and Kyle Kuzma. And then who happens to be on FaceTime with Donovan Mitchell but his BFF, Bam Adebayo?
Robbie, this has the makings of Bradley Beal ending up with the Heat.
No,
that's what happens with you.
Why?
You move on and then you end up with that guy.
I didn't say Bradley Beal is banned from flirting with the Heat forever.
What does the phrase kick rocks mean to you?
I just want him to kick rocks during the playoffs because I feel like he's just using, because he's not playing. So I feel like he's using the Heat for good feelings. He's using us. And I don't want to be used. Donovan Mitchell, at least he's on a business trip, too. You know, we both have business to take care of, so that's different.
Wouldn't it be easier for a guy to opt out now that he's gotten a majority of his money in basketball?
Well, he can't opt out right now. He just signed a contract.
No. You forget what I'm saying. COVID.
Oh, you're talking about just the money. I think you're gonna, if you opt out... You still lose, I think, your money. I think that he's hurt, so he still gets his
job. I understand that, but what I'm saying is this.
The guy
who's... I'm just saying, in general, if you were a hockey player or a basketball player, you've played a majority of your season. So if you opt out, you're only losing a small piece of your money. Whereas in football and baseball, if you opt out, you lose your whole contract for that year. That's all I'm saying.
Last night, Leroy, you had NBA on TNT, Dwayne Wade, Shaq on the program. And who joined them as a guest but none other than the great Udonis Haslam. And so let's hear a little bit of D-Wade giving some love to UD.
UD, no, man. That's my brother. I'm just sitting here thinking about, as Shaq was talking about, you know, what UD meant to our team. And one thing that I wish they would have gotten the opportunity to do is I wish UD's kids we got an opportunity to really watch him be great and really understand what they mean when we talk about we would not have three rings in Miami if it wasn't for Udonis Haslem. And I always tell UD this, man, like, to be able to come into this game, and we have a lot of friends, we have a lot of teammates, it's very rare that you walk away with a brother. For me, I was able to walk away with a brother, one, because of the way that he approached life, the way that he approached the game of basketball, he gave everything to it. You know, the story that I always think of when I think of UD, I think of our first practice together playing summer league. And I'm sitting on the sideline. I'm, you know, number fifth pick in the draft. I'm not practicing as much. And I'm watching this kid go up and down. And he's got these long braids. And the ball's out of bounds. And he's still fighting. He's going further and further to the wall to get the ball. He's not stopping. And I'm like, who is this dude? And they said, that's Udonis Haslem. Now, the Udonis Haslem, I remember, he's about 150 pounds heavier
right.
at the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, that guy that I watched that first day is the same guy, if you go to a Miami Heat practice right now today, that you will see in his 17th year in the NBA.
How dare you ever say anything about him that's minus one, Leroy?
Hey,
same
man.
Same guy.
Hey,
same
check this
guy.
Out.
Hey, same
let me explain
guy.
Something to you.
Same guy.
Minus
let me explain
one.
Something to you.
The anchor.
I saw you typing during that quote.
I will always make fun of you, D, sitting on the end of the bench. It
minus
doesn't mean
one.
That I don't have mad respect for the dude. To play a professional sport as long as he has in any capacity and to be valued to an organization for the amount of time that he has speaks for itself. Okay, I make fun of UD because he old.
Minus
that's it.
One.
That's it.
Is it.
All
is
my
it?
Jokes are basically old jokes.
Minus
it ain't
one.
Never. There has never been a knock on the accomplishments of UD with the Miami Heat. Don't confuse the two.
Texter writes in.
Don't confuse the two. And guess what? I've told him. I said, you know what? I'm still making fun of you being old.
Have you told them about all the jokes? Have you told them about your bench jokes?
Yes. Some of them. Some of them.
Minus one.
Because, you know, I got to keep it cordial because we see each other, you know.
Policy is policy.
Hey, he sees the stuff we do. He obviously saw Tobin's running up the wall video, so I think he hears everything.
Yeah. So, like, no, man. Anybody that can play a professional sport and have value to an organization for that long, yeah, number mad love. Don't mean I'm not going to make fun of him being old.
Are you weirded out that LeBron has more gray hair than him, though?
I think that, no, he is gray.
Not more.
Remember
LeBron's got himself some, dude, he's got some Lovie Smith patches
but that's just,
on this
that's
dude.
Just because he got more hair on his, if you did let it grow out like that,
what, you think he's going to have the Shannon Briggs silver goatee?
No.
That ain't happening, man.
Shannon Briggs, I think that's from all the chemicals everywhere.
We'll take a quick break. We're back after this.
Good one, Richard.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on The Ticket. We'll take it up until 10 o'clock. We got Zaslo and Jethro coming up after us. You guys can check them out. You missed any of the show, you, of course, can download the Tobin and Leroy podcast. We'll have four episodes up for you every single day. And you guys can go
Wilson
back and listen on demand.
Hey, Wilson has made box wine acceptable.
I find that crazy. You know? It feels like she just wants to go and get the fill up quick. She doesn't want to bother with a cork.
I picture she goes to a bar and asks for a specific type of wine. Right? I'm like, ma'am, this is a bar. We have white wine and red wine.
By the way, speaking of which, you see Dwayne Wade doing these Budweiser Zero commercials. Like, I can't picture Dwayne Wade drinking Budweiser Zero.
Well, he'll drink enough of them if they pay him.
I understand.
I think Dwayne Wade was one of the celebrities that made the most money during the quarantine for, like, IG Lives and all that type of stuff. That dude's no dummy, all right?
Remember those workout commercials with Gabrielle Union and Gatorade Zero?
Oh, they were great. Yeah, they were stuck. It was him and Gabrielle Union doing the Gatorade commercials. Dwayne Wade's had some great commercials in his day. Remember the Converse from Robbins, Illinois. That's an all-timer.
What was the commercial with Iceman?
Oh, with George Gervin. Yep.
Yep.
He did the he had the one where he had the two Wades facing each other. Dwayne Wade had the Charles Barkley T-Mobile commercials. Those were great.
Fall down seven, get up eight.
Me out of here. Yeah, Dwayne Wade's got some all-timers, man.
Hey, but then that was right before him and Barkley had a little
beef,
right?
Yeah, well, Barkley got a little sassy, and you go against the family, you're out. No. I would have loved a Dwayne Wade Goran Dragic commercial. That would have been fantastic.
I could just picture the same. What? What, Gogi?
You want suits?
yeah.
Dateline, we have to get to this. Speaking of we all banged, Dateline Thailand. All right, this is from the UK Mirror, Leroy. Police giving up fighting sex-mad monkeys on an overran city, eating themselves to death.
Wait. Hold on. We're on two different sides of the thing here. Okay. Yeah. If I'm sex mad, I ain't think about eating you like a cannibal.
Here's the thing. Here's what's going on. So police are using slingshots to try and keep sex-crazed monkeys, which have overrun a city, under control and have been forced to admit they are powerless. Life is so easy for the primates in the Thai city of Lobburi that they are eating themselves to death, according to wildlife experts. Citizens in the tourist hotspot are afraid to leave their homes due to the vicious macaques, which have set up their headquarters in the disused cinema and have developed a taste for junk food. Last month, Mirror Online reported that an estimated 6,000 monkeys were terrorizing locals, attacking anyone brave enough to stand in their way. And unfortunately for some residents, first thought the best way of calming the overzealous monkeys was to give them fast food, but that has only made the situation worse. The story goes on to say their new sugary diet and lack of tourists because of COVID-19 has conspired to make life miserable for the people of Lobburi. Police officer Narad Fengwain said that to disperse the large groups was hopeless. He said, within a blink of an eye, there are more monkeys and so many babies. It's like the python problem we have down here. As a result of their unhealthy diet, the urban monkeys have less muscle than wild macaques and are suffering hypertension and blood disease. The director of wildlife conservation says the monkeys are never hungry, just like children who eat too much KFC.
Hey, hold on. Now, this is a recent problem, right?
Yep.
What does it take, a day and a half to produce a baby?
Well, I don't know. If there's overrun, there's so many monkeys having sex, then I'm sure there's a lot. It's like the python problem we have down here.
Yeah, but it takes a while. So this would have had to been going on for a while.
Man, look.
If you have little babies.
I mean, we've had, 6 months of shutdown? How long? Maybe Thailand's been even longer?
No, how long does a monkey take to have a baby?
I'm pretty sure they're like unicorns, man. They just pop up out of nowhere. No.
Well, have you ever watched the Space Force? They document how monkeys like to eat other monkeys.
The macaques are laying dead to rest in the projection room as locals struggle to come up with a way to reclaim the streets. Many have been forced to barricade themselves in their home as the monkeys take over the streets.
How long does it take a monkey to have a baby?
Oh, boy.
Here's what I found.
Oh, and in real talk, it's called gestation period.
Oh, the number of monkeys has doubled in 2 years, and in recent weeks, large brawls have terrified people in the city. Now it is reported that parts of the city have become no-go areas as the monkeys have made themselves a nuisance by tearing through shops and businesses, leaving a trail of destruction in their wake. Good God. Would you rather be overrun by pythons or monkeys?
Pythons. Know why?
You decapitate them?
They don't have legs!
Man, but they could strangle you, dude.
Yeah, I know they're not poisonous, but...
That's a bad problem. That's no bueno. I love the guy who's just like, you know what would solve this? A junior bacon cheeseburger. That's right, Dusty.
Junior bacon cheeseburger.
I saw a raccoon once, and it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen in my life. And I thought, man, maybe we are making a difference. Maybe we are doing things. We are getting this right. What the hell is this guy talking about?
Uh-oh.
What?
I'm on Monkey World's website. Doesn't say.
So you got nothing for the macaques. Texter writes in, you see this dumb Michael Porter Jr. I have not. What did he do? Oh, no, Robbie, do you know?
Yeah, he has some coronavirus conspiracy. He put it on social media.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Michael Porter Jr. on Snapchat. Personally, I think the coronavirus is being used for an obviously bigger agenda. It is being used for population control in terms of being able to control the mass of people. The whole world is being controlled.
What's going on with
listen. That's why that this is what you do when Bull Bull's taking over for you.
160 days.
That's we've probably had that dude.
We have. It's not 9 months. That's 5 months, 5.5 months. So yeah. All right.
Macaque's taking over. I'm surprised honestly it hasn't happened in Miami, to be honest with you. Like, we've had the reptile take over. What is to stop us from having a primate take over down here? Not much.
I mean, we've seen the movie. It didn't end well for the humans.
No, it didn't.
And especially when the one gorilla started talking. You know all hell was going to break loose.
Yeah, like what if these monkeys come in here, they learn how to use iPads, and then we're screwed?
They can't use iPads because the stupid iPad won't even recognize their finger.
Nah, it'll work, dude. What are you talking about?
Here's what I hate about Apple. If you get any kind of moisture, if you just get done eating a snack, something like that, and your phone rings, you can't swipe because you got crap on your fingers.
I'm pretty sure that monkeys have used iPads at the zoo, so I'm pretty sure that they could. They have the right texture to do the slide.
It's leather.
No, you're nuts here.
It is.
You're way
off. They have leather on the bottom of their feet and stuff.
No, there's definitely a way that monkeys can open up iPads. Their hands are dry enough. Really? If you're talking about dryness, the monkey's in there.
You're a monkey. What the hell's wrong with you? You're a primate. You are a primate.
I am not a primate.
So if you're saying you can work an iPad, then yeah, a monkey could work an iPad.
You're telling me that they can learn sign language, but you thinking that they can't get onto Candy Crush? It's not that hard, dude.
Well, besides the one monkey in Planet Apes, they can't talk.
Just give them time. Give them time.
I got to see him have the iPad on the stand. He's both their hands.
Watching KBO baseball.
trying to get his live underbed in.
Dexter writes in, Adam Gase uses an iPad. He's no threat. That's all he does. Sits there like a dummy. Uh-oh.
So, Leroy, let me get this straight. The monkey can talk, but he can't use an iPad? Welcome to the Silly Sauce Posse.
Welcome aboard.
No. What the hell?
Welcome. Here's your pamphlet. And your welcome kit, and we'll see you. All right, we got icebreakers coming up in an hour. Everybody have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
You know, I saw a raccoon for the first time in 5 years the other day in this spot that I've been hunting in. That was one of the happiest moments of my life, and it's like, yes, maybe we are making a difference.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.